From the highways of SoCal, then you have reached Pacific Coast Hellway.
Every guy has in his arsenal what I like to call the relationship nuclear bomb. And that bomb is the C word. Call her that, and you better place that ad on Match.com today, pal, because this relationship is over. I mean, she might be able to handle being called a bitch, fucking bitch, psycho bitch, crazy psycho fucking bitch, and a stupid whore. And oh, sure, you're guaranteeing yourself a night of sleeping on the couch with any of those, but it probably won't end the relationship. But cunt, or see you next Tuesday, is instant relationship death. No questions asked. No woman can handle being called this word, even if you're kidding. Although, there are a small number of women who enjoy being called this, and it might just turn them on. If you find such a woman, she's a keeper. Now, the word cunt is such a scary weapon, such a final declaration of intent to end a relationship, that most guys would never even consider calling their spouse this word. I mean, you could come home and find your wife in bed with five Mexican circus performers, a goat, and the smoking bones of Adolf Hitler. And even in that moment of abject rage, you probably won't call her a cunt. Oh, and if that ever happens, go ahead and let the goat finish, because you're never going to get a chance to see that shit again in real life, so you might as well watch it. Now, this is a powerful word. It is so offensive that most people don't even consider it when they think of quote-unquote bad language. Think about it. When a teacher tells you that a kid said a bad word in school, where does your mind go to? Bitch, shit, at the worst, fuck, right? Nobody ever thinks the C word was even a possibility, because if your kid says bitch, shit, or fuck, he's just naughty. If he said cunt, well, then there's something really wrong with him. Or he's listening to the show. Which means there's definitely something wrong with him. Cunt is such a taboo word that you rarely even hear it in porn. I mean, how bad does a word have to be that you don't hear it spoken in a movie where two chicks are fucking each other with a double dong the size of Lou Ferrigno's forearm? And what is it? It's just another word for female genitalia. You know, like vagina, pussy, cooch, snatch, beaver, clam, pudenda, slit, slot, kibbles and bits, hairy hatchet wound, hey nanny nanny, uglies, panty hamster, furry monkey, honeypot, box, nappy dugout, love canal, fur burger, coochie cooter, one-eyed snake canal, bologna sandwich, beef curtain, beef garage, Bermuda triangle, birth cannon, bitch cake, black hole of Calcutta, boneyard, bottomless pit, box lunch at the Y, breakfast of champions, cake, camp coochie, catcher's mitt, chia pet, clown's pocket, cock garage, cock holster, cock socket, crotch taco, dick sharpener, dyke snack, easy bake oven, everlasting gobstopper, fandango bullfrog, flesh wallet, flower, foster home of Peter the Orphan, French poodle, fun bun, gold mine, gooey man trap, Grand Canyon, hairy cherry, hairy manilow, horizontal fish cake, hot pocket, Jack Nasty Face, knob gobbler, Knots Landing, lap flounder, lobster claw, map of Tasmania, meat grinder, missile silo, moneymaker, ninja slipper, nookie, old bacon strip, old mother hubbard, oval office, Peter pleaser, pinky tuscadero, pinko mixtinko, promised land, pushin' cushion, quiff, red snapper, salmon-scented semen sucker, shrimp boat, snack pack, spam castanet, sweaty burrito, trout basket, tuna town, two-fingered fish mitten, velvet glove, Venus flytrap, whisker biscuit, twat, and my personal favorite, the Wrath of Khan. And when you think about it, how is saying female private parts any less offensive than saying cunt? They both get the listener thinking about the exact same thing. And cunt is older than most of these other euphemisms for the stinky chasm. It even appears in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, which is over 700 years old, for fuck's sake. Yet somehow, we've made this word into the verbal equivalent of a punch in the groin. I mean, are we still that fucking childish that a collection of sounds made by the human mouth is still somehow offensive? How is it, I want to lick your cunt, offensive, but I want to stab you in the eye, not? Now, I don't know who came up with these rules, but I'm pretty sure that they were a stupid fucking cunt.